Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Listen to me very closely. They pay me $50,000 to $100,000 when I speak to corporate America. I go to a basketball program, they pay me good. I ain't getting a dime here. I'm here because I love you. But I'd be darned if I come here for free and you disrespect me. I ain't 20 years old. I ain't 19 years old. I'm a grown man. I'm here because I love you. I'm here because I love y'all. They ain't pay me a dime. As a matter of fact, I came and used my influence to raise money so a group of kids can go to Costa Rica. I'm not here to get nothing. I'm here to give you something. I'm not here to take nothing from you. I'm here to give you something. And listen to me closely. When people love you, you don't do them like dirt. When people care for them, you don't disrespect them. You ain't got but a few people who care about you in this world.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And look, everyone, today, as always, as promised, as you know how we do it, we have a super-duper phenomenal show, and I have my man Frank Sagasta here today. Frank and I have been connected actually for about a year. We've gotten to know each other pretty well. And I've had Frank lined up to be a guest on my show since, I think, 2016. We set it up, Frank. And we're going to be talking about a lot today. Frank has a powerful story of from where he was, the struggles that he went through to get to where he is now with his company Coaching Beyond LLC. And I just want everyone listening, as we're going to dive deeper into this, we're going to talk a lot about, there's one line that stuck out at me so much from all of the different bio and everything Frank sent over, is he was talking about, I was killing myself and my thoughts for many years. And I know a lot of you listening right now, you're struggling with that battle in your mindset. Your own thoughts can be your own worst enemy. And what Coach Frank's going to share more today is how he got through and won those battles, won that warfare with his thoughts, with those fears that you're facing. And also, I do want to point out, Frank, before we let you jump on here, is Frank is a very successful husband. He's very proud and honored of his marriage. I love that. He puts God first. He's not afraid to talk about his faith, talk about God. He's an author, inventor, mentor, teacher, life and sports coach, and small business owner, as I mentioned, of Coaching Beyond LLC. Frank, my man, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm absolutely blessed, Mark. I'm absolutely honored and privileged to be on your show. Thank you, brother. I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, it's been a long time coming. You help stay persistent, you know, and thank you to everyone for all the interest in Elevating Beyond. We've crossed over 1 million downloads just on iTunes alone, which has been a huge, huge benchmark. Worldwide, we've been hitting millions on multiple platforms. So thank you, God. Thank you, everyone supporting Elevating Beyond, all the amazing listeners, all the amazing guests like Frank that we have today. But Frank, As we work with Elevating Beyond, as we do it, you know, we go with a story behind the story, and yours isn't an easy one. It didn't come, you started with a lot of struggle. Let's take them through. You were in an orphanage from age 9 to 18 because your mom had some mental health conditions, right?
Yes, yes. My mother battled with a lot of complications from health, but more of the psychological. Battling depression. We had a sibling of mine, one of my older brothers, Daniel, who committed suicide at a very young age. And my mother was just hit with that, aside from being divorced and, you know, seeing her kids in drugs and really not living up to their full potential. My mom battled a lot of psychological needs that she needed. She needed absolutely professional help. So I was taken from my mom at a young age, you know, but during that process, Mark, you know, I was going through years of being sexually abused, you know, by the man across the street. His name's David Bella, but, you know, and it's not to name drop, but it's because I've forgiven this individual. But, you know, I share that with people because I want them to know a little bit of my depth, of the real inside of who Coach Sagasta is, because what a lot of people don't see is in people, they don't know the real story, the real chapters that highlight who they really are, the real defining and redesigning moments in their life. And so I share this with you because it's one of those areas that really started the flame toward, you know, a torch being burnt, a field being burnt of depression and anxiety and drug addiction and pornography. And I mean, you name it, those are some of the tad bits of things that I've gone through, you know, at being stripped away from my mother at 9 years old and placed into foster care and to orphanages throughout the state of California. And even as a runaway, I can still vividly remember, Mark, you know, I mean, eating out of trash cans, you know, from Dunkin' Donuts and going in there and getting the leftover donuts to eat those for dinner or for breakfast because I didn't have anything, you know. So I share my story so vivid, you know. It's
yeah,
like it happened last week, man. Just the memories stick out, but it's all been forgiven.
Well,
it's never been forgotten.
Exactly, forgiven but not forgotten, because the thing is, it's not like you're reliving it every day and dwelling on it, but what you share and why it takes courage to share your story behind the story is because right now there's someone listening to this that's gone through something similar to what you've been through. Maybe they're going through it right now, or maybe they've been crippling themselves because they feel like something's wrong with me because I've been through this, you know, it's all my fault and there's nothing I can do about it. So when they hear stories like yours, because they see you now, you're a small business owner, you were even teaching for years, coaching for years, writing books, speaking, they wouldn't think they could just look and see, well, he doesn't understand, he hasn't been through what I've been through. And the thing is, you have, you that's the tip of the iceberg. Like, you're going to have to read more of Frank's books when they're coming out as it dives deeper into all that. But Frank, what you're talking about too is, I mean, you ran away. You were basically, like you said, you were pretty much homeless, and you were living this life that was disruptive, drug use, and basically escaping is all you were trying to do, was escape from really anything. And you didn't really know any other life that had any foundation. And you and I have talked about this a lot too, but you said a pivotal point in your life was, and I'm going to get back to what I said at the beginning of the show. You said, I was killing myself and my thoughts for many years. Now that's an addition, of course, to the anger, addiction, stress, fear, depression. Yes. But at the root of it is, it's in your thoughts, because everything before you do anything, it starts with a thought. It's whether or not we choose to act on it or not, or not act on it. And you say a pivotal point in your life, you believe it was the Creator, you know, God, Jesus, that helped me find the number one motivational speaker in the world, Dr. Eric Thomas. Now, to everyone listening right now, if you haven't heard Eric Thomas, I talk about him a lot on this show. If you just go to YouTube and type in Eric Thomas, I'll also play a little clip for you. But I have my story of how I connected with him when he came and spoke at my company. And I could see Frank, because Eric Thomas talks, he came out, he was really talks about when he was homeless in Detroit, he was eating out of trash cans, he dropped out of high school. It took him like years and years just to get his GED. Now he is one of the most influential speakers around the world. Now, how was it that you were at like this rock bottom and in all this drug abuse and all that, that you even happened to come across Eric Thomas?
So to answer your question, I was given an opportunity to join a local school, and they opened up the door. They gave me an opportunity. The dean of the school seen something in me, and I stayed there for 7 years. I started off in 2010, and they asked me if I would volunteer coaching their sports. And I had already a background of coaching sports, from peewee to varsity. But so nonetheless, to answer your question, is I was going through some things, some heartaches, and I went to YouTube in my office there at the school, and I found Dr. Eric Thomas, and I knew it was an absolute manifestation, a God sent, you might say, but it really gravitated towards me because I heard the story. And as soon as I heard the story of Dr. Eric Thomas, I went home, I purchased the book, I read the book, and I got more involved. And that was just the beginning, because after that moment, for 7 straight years, Mark, I have implemented and planted seeds within my mind and in my heart with a desired craving to absolutely change and redesign my life and those around me. And so the best and number one tool was to change my inner man first, and then start helping my wife, and then start helping my 3 kids, and then start helping the youth in my community, and just start going abroad and really getting on the platform of doing it on social media.
And there's a lot you just hit, but there's a few main things I want to kind of unravel there. First of all, you did get to a point that you were teaching, you were coaching, and you were living where a lot of people would look on the outside as a husband, family man, teacher, coach. They would look at it as like, this is a good American family right here. He must be doing pretty well. But deep down, like you said, you were killing yourself in your thoughts for many years. And a lot of people don't know that internal battle. You can smile, you can coach, but they don't know that internal battle that you're really going through, like where every minute, you don't even want to get out of bed, and everything's just like a mental battle, and it's like you're carrying this constant weight on you. And another thing that is really powerful is, this is why I always talk about why you don't get to give up on the dreams God puts in your heart. It's not about you, because Eric Thomas is a perfect example. Had Eric Thomas given up on the dream God put in his heart to continue to go through school, to continue to speak, had he given up, you never would have heard him. And you say he helped change your life, helped change your marriage, is a huge pivotal point. And now you're passing on the torch, you're planting seeds in your own way and changing lives. And everyone listening to this, I need that to be so important to you when you're feeling fear and stuff, and you're thinking, I shouldn't do this dream God put in my heart, it's not realistic. You have to remember, it's not about you. And that's why you don't get to give up, because it's about the lives God's going to change through you. And Frank is a perfect example of, because someone was bold enough like Eric Thomas to not give up on his dream, he helped you, and now you're continuing to go after your dream. So you're facing these internal battles, Frank. Like, what would you say is one of the main things that you started doing to really, besides you started listening to Eric Thomas, reading his books, what was one of the first like actions that you started taking where you started kind of getting out of your head more?
So the number one thing that I started doing was I stopped talking and started listening. That was the number one tool I focused so heartily on, because for anybody that does a comparison of what animal they are, I'm an otter. So that means that I'm an individual who is by talent, by God-given talent, individual who's inspiring, who's optimistic, who's got the ability to be motivated, who has self-motivation, but on the natural side, gives into reaction versus proactive individual. So I had to change that format. So by the essence of stop the talking and more the listening, I started really connecting the dots of informative material that would help me change my life. And so my second answer to that would be that I started reading more content than I've ever done in my whole life. Last year, I read 54 books, and this year I'll consume 65 books. And Mark, it's not just about reading the books. It's about taking slivers of information from the books and applying it to my life is what truly opened up the door in my mind as well as in my heart to have a craving to change my life and to help others change their life.
That's so key right there that you mentioned that about the actual, well, number one, you mentioned you started actually listening more, not just like letting people talk and hearing it, but you started like taking it in more, and then you started reading, but on top of that, you started applying the knowledge. Because that's right, a lot of people say I've read 100 books a year, but or they get addicted to seminars or live events, but they don't ever change because they don't ever take time to apply what they're reading or what they're hearing. So you did it all, plus you combine action and application with it over time. I mean, it's a lifelong journey.
Yes.
But you can. But then another storm hit as you continue to start excelling and elevating and stuff. Because I know when we talked about a year ago, you got hit just like Eric Thomas says, like things can be going good. You're elevating, then boom, life punches you in the face. And all of a sudden, like you real quickly lost your job, right?
Yes, you remember that. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right, brother. Yep.
So it's like, all right, you're climbing this path, you're elevating, you're getting out of your head, and you're feeling like, all right, I can do more now. And then all of a sudden, boom, sorry, your job's gone. So, the reason I want everyone to understand that is these things happen, and we can look at it as, okay, I must be doing something wrong, or I must not be going down the right path. And you could start spiraling back into your head again, or you can look at it as actually God blessed me with this adversity for a reason.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what you did. And then you were already doing your Facebook live show, the No Sugar in My Coffee.
Yes.
But you continued on with that. And then from there, instead of just like getting stuck in a huge, obviously it wasn't easy. You know, I know you had fear and doubt. We still go through it all the time. But that almost, would you say, catapulted you to really take the other action to a whole other level, like with your coaching, with writing and speaking?
Yes. If there was one thing I learned, being, you know, when I was let go, I'll take everybody back, but I had a warm, fuzzy feeling in my stomach. This is how you know this is the law of attraction, the vibrations that go through the world. But there was something going on in my stomach when I was asked to come in on my day off there at the school and before the board, and I was let go, Mark. I had so much courage, though, Mark. I had so much confidence. I was still in awe that they would let me go. But at the same token, I said, you know what? I'm going to fly no matter what happens. I'm going to fly. I'm going to grow my wings, and I'm going to fly. And that's exactly what I express with people when they ask me, like, you know, how did you feel? You were there for so long in my community. I let people know that, you know, I took flight. And they're like, what do you mean? Well, as soon as I was let go, if people that don't remember me knew I took flight and I went to go see my brother Shane DeGary there in Yorktown, Pennsylvania. I went and spent a whole couple days with him and then came back and then flew back again to Pittsburgh just to be with E and just spend this time. This is what I mean by flight. Like, I was not concerned. I didn't have fear. I let that go. And when I let that go, I had freedom. And so I expressed, like, the biggest thing, Mark, when I was let go, I was heartbroken because of all the kids that I'd impacted. And still today, I still keep in contact with many of them. But nonetheless, like, I was impacted by that. But I also knew that, you know what, those kids look up to me. And if I continue to go down and wallow in self-pity, then I'm not doing them any good. I'm not doing myself any good. And so if I'm gonna make a monument, a legacy, a life legacy, then I need to stand strong. I need to stand bold, because that's exactly what God has appointed in each and every single soul on the face of this earth, to have confidence.
That's right. That's right. And I've watched you continue to do that. It's been very awesome. It's been inspiring to me. And I love that word confidence, because there's two words that go hand in hand with success. It's confidence and humility. And yes. Some people would look at them as they think they contradict each other. But the truth is, you have to be humble before you can be confident. Ooh, it's yeah. like humility comes before honor. We've heard that before. And sure. So it's like when people say, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Because you got to be kind, you got to be humble, and you have to choose and always look at the bigger situation and not feed that ego. But then you have to be bold and confident to continue to say, I'm going to keep doing this. I do believe in this. I know it looks insane to everyone, but I believe because, and like you talk about all the time with God, because you have to choose. I can't be afraid because God said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, That's love, right. and self-discipline. And it takes confidence. Faith is it takes confidence to have faith when nothing in your circumstances reveal that. Nothing That's in your right. in the thoughts going through your head are saying the opposite. They're saying, be afraid. You're not good enough. You can't do it. It takes confidence to believe what God's telling us and say, I'm going to have faith. Because if God gave you the roadmap and said, here's exactly how it's going to work, you wouldn't need faith. If he right. gave us all the facts and showed us how it was all going to work, he just said, you have to believe in these things and have confidence to persist onward. And right. that's what I love about everything you talk about, because it's more real how you talk about it with success in God. And then I'm going to say here in a minute, too, as we get to the next segment of the show, I want to talk somewhat on the nuggets that you've taken away from marriage, because I love that you've learned a lot about marriage and how Eric Thomas models that. And what a lot of people don't know, I'm going to play this clip here in a second, is after Eric Thomas spoke at my company, I guess it was maybe a little over 3 years ago, I stayed in touch with him. We were texting each other, and it got to where we weren't just talking about business and stuff. Like, I even had some adversity strike in my marriage right as I was branching out from my company, from Dreamshine, to starting my book, to starting this podcast. And I remember he took the time to call me. And at this time, he's speaking around the world. So he's not just like a little deal anymore. And he was like, hey, Mark, let me talk about your marriage. Let me pray with you. And I'm like, whoa. Like, he's genuinely the real deal. And then he took time to pray, and he helped give me, like, it's God brings the right people in the right seasons in your life as you continue to go out of your comfort zone on faith. But the thing is, he won't bring them to you beforehand and say, I'm going to hold your hand through this. You got to step out into faith, into that unknown. And then God continues to bring people, like, in that season. And I remember I remember thinking, wow, I love that. Like, as an influencer, like, when you are who you really say that you right, are, right. And Eric Thomas, like, he really is. None of us are perfect. And then it was cool, 'cause he was wanting to speak more to companies and was asking, what's some advice, Mark, as a business owner that you think companies want to see more of and stuff. And it was neat to be able to, like, go back and forth. But I remember when he prayed for me, I could hear, like, this crowd in the background cheering, and he's like, all right, my man, I got to go. I'm getting ready to go on stage. And I remember in that time in my life, I was like, that's really cool. He took the time to call me just to do a prayer with me about my marriage and stuff. You know, he walks the talk, and that's what you're doing, Frank. And And so, I want everyone to know some takeaways. I'm going to play a quick clip of Eric Thomas's. Then I want to talk about some takeaways that you've learned through your marriage and what you've applied and what everyone else can be applying as they're going through. It's not talked about enough in marriage and success, because people act like it's so much different, the way the components of success. And it's funny how there's a lot of correlations, whether it's marriage, finances, running a company. It takes the same principles almost in each area, but we'll talk about that. So I'm gonna see if I can play this quick clip, everyone. If you haven't heard Eric Thomas, I'm just gonna play you about 2 minutes. This is when he was speaking pro bono at a school. And Frank, I bet you've seen this one. And this is what we talk about giving back, like what Frank does with his show, what we do with Elevating Beyond. And yes. He gets paid speaking events, 25, 50, sometimes 100,000. But Eric Thomas will take time and find a school like in the roughest neighborhood around there to go and pour back into the kids and stuff, and, and won't charge, because where much is given, much is required, and you got to keep giving back. And he was speaking at one school, just to give you guys a setup, and this one punk kid kept like bad mouthing him, and finally, and that's where I'm going to cut into the clip. Like, Eric was getting deep, and this one kid was like 16, rough high school, you know, and he's heckling him basically. And Eric Thomas, I'll just play it. Here we go.
Like, for real, I'm not playing now. And this is why I'm frustrated. Somebody's still talking. Come on. Bro, I promise you, I love you, bro. Listen to me very closely. They pay me $50,000 to $100,000 when I speak to corporate America. I go to a basketball program, they pay me good. I ain't getting a dime here. I'm here because I love you. But I'd be darned if I come here for free and you disrespect me. I ain't 20 years old. I ain't 19 years old. I'm a grown man. I'm here because I love you. I'm here because I love y'all. They ain't pay me a dime. As a matter of fact, I came and used my influence to raise money so a group of kids can go to Costa Rica. I'm not here to get nothing. I'm here to give you something. I'm not here to take nothing from you. I'm here to give you something. And listen to me closely. When people love you, you don't do them like dirt. When people care for them, you don't disrespect them. You ain't got but a few people who care about you in this world. Didn't you hear what I just said? You in the wrong place. You gonna get shot and killed, and ain't nobody gonna go to jail for it. Ain't nobody gonna go to jail for it. Ain't nobody gonna do no time for it. So the few people who you do have that care, you can't treat them like garbage. You can't disrespect the people that's trying to look out for you. Because you ain't got a whole bunch of, you ain't got a lot of dudes. Look me up. You ain't got a lot of dudes that do what I do that's coming to your school. No disrespect. The dude you listening to, you listening to my man and jamming to his album, he ain't coming here. And I just heard we had a rapper here last night. How many schools did he go to? How many elementary schools? He came and took your money, but he didn't invest nothing back into you. And you gonna have the nerve to laugh and joke when teachers trying to teach you? You got the nerve to act a fool when somebody cares about you? You talking while I'm talking? Do you know if I go to a Jewish school, them kids quiet? If I go to a white school, them kids quiet? If I go to a Latino school, they quiet? The only kids that disrespect me is black kids. That's it. My own are the only ones that disrespect me. I walk in any other school, they like, there go E.T. We taking notes. I come home, you talking.
Yep.
You capping jokes. You think something funny. Look how we living. Ain't nothing funny. Ain't nothing funny, y'all. Look, when I got my PhD, what embarrassed me, I'm in there, they asking me, like, what's wrong with our urban schools? Like, why you asking me? I'm in classes like you in class. The teachers want to know. Professors want to know. Why are your kids, what's the problem in the school system? I'm embarrassed, y'all. I'm a grown man. I'm embarrassed that they talk about y'all. And you know why I'm embarrassed? Because what they don't know is you ain't even trying when you take the test. You didn't give your best. They think you dumb. You ain't dumb. You can't take our people from Africa and put us in the diaspora and spread us all over the world and we survive slavery and we can't pass the test? Come on.
Amen.
I ain't stupid.
Yeah.
You take everything from us and we still survive? And you gonna tell me we can't learn how to write? Have you lost your mind? We are survivors. That's all we do is survive.
Critical battery.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't.
Great
look,
stuff.
Look.
Great, man. You know, I'm definitely privileged and honored to have him as a mentor in life today, you know, because of a dream. You know, when I first sought him out in 2010, I said in 2012 that I really wanted to get more connected with him. When I showed the guru story to my football players, when I showed a few examples what he did at different universities, Miami and there at the Michigan State University, when I showed my athletes those videos, those YouTube clips, I always said in my mind, Mark, and everybody listening, that one day I'm going to be affiliate. One day I'm going to be able to talk to him anytime I want to. And that day is today, where I absolutely, as of 2016 and 17, I have that opportunity where I can call E anytime, ask his advice, get a prayer, talk to him about the video, talk to him a little bit about business. I could call Carl. I could call CJ. I could call a different array of people that are connected with the E brand, including myself today as a student now of Dr. Eric Thomas. But that example of what took place in that school took place just recently when I was doing a college course here at the community. They asked me if I would take the leadership course and if I would teach it. Out of everybody in my community, 279,000 people in my community, they asked me if I would take that course, and I said absolutely. I had 45 students, Mark. I had 45 students, and out of 45 students, it dropped to 38 because I started giving them truth. I started giving them information to change the situation in life. Yeah. And I had one student, Mark, that acted out. And this is exactly what he said, Mark. He said, "You think that you're better than us." That's exactly what he said to me, Mark. And you know what I told him? I said, "I'm not better than you. I'm no better than any man. But one thing that I do have above everybody else is I made a choice, and I'm sticking by my choice to change my life the rest of my life."
That's
and
right.
And when I said that, Mark, today, that kid, I told him to shut up. Today, that kid calls me at 4 o'clock in the morning and tells me that he's out going doing his job, and he's going out and he's going to the basketball court, and he's practicing what I preached to him, what I taught him, what I coached him, what I mentored him on is changing your life every single day, Mark.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
that
right.
That one kid that I said shut up to because he thought that he was going to outrule me and he was going to out-educate me, I had to put it back in his spot and let him know that I was there for a reason. They didn't pay me enough to go do that college course. But what I did is I did it out of the kindness of my heart and because a wise man like Eric Thomas taught me to be a giver and not so much of a taker.
Amen. And Frank, that's why you're on Elevating Beyond. Like, look, you know, I have a wait list for people I'm booking people for next winter, but I don't care about, I'm pushed back to 2018, and I have people that I turn down that are, some are great New York Times bestselling authors. I've had 3 NFL players on the show, famous act, but I don't care about the fame. I care about what is your story behind the story, and what are you going to do that's going to help people, and what are you doing? And how real are you? And are you walking the talk? And that's what Frank is doing right now. So I love to share all aspects of people's where they are in the journey. And I respect, because look, there's some false perception, and I'll apologize on the behalf of all institutions and every Christian that's been a judgmental, arrogant prick, because that's mm-hmm. not a good representation of the way Jesus is supposed to be right. and how we are. And you can still be dope, you can still be awesome, you can still be incredible and love God. That's you don't right. have to be some nerd, like the way people have this and preaching on, it's who you are and what you do. And right. and with Frank, like, everything he's doing is, I want everyone to listen to this. Like, you don't have to, if you can't afford a mentor, if you can't join a mastermind, you can get YouTube. It's free, and watch people like Eric Thomas. Like, if you use an excuse, I don't like to read, you can listen to a podcast or watch yes. YouTube videos free.
Yes.
Then start to apply that. But at least no matter where you are, you have to start somewhere. And he helped start to pull you out of that rut. And now you're doing that, Frank, and you're doing it in your own style, because yes, you're sir. Frank. You're Frank Sagasta. You're not Eric Thomas. You don't want to be Eric Thomas, but you want to be you. But Eric Thomas was an influencer that God used and right. has used to continue to make you and teach you how to plant those seeds. And you're on your own journey right now. But what are some takeaways that you can give to our listeners? I would say, like, maybe a few of the biggest things that you've learned about your marriage that's helped make it successful on your own and through, I know you go to some of those Eric Thomas, Thank God I'm Married, and the seminars.
Yeah. So every Sunday I'm on a conference call with Dr. Eric Thomas and along a couple other folks that are on there, just impacting individuals and power players. That's every Sunday committed that change in, that's helped change our direction as a marriage. But some tools that have absolutely helped our 18 years. This will be 18 years we have been married. August 27th will be 18 years. We've been together 19 years, Mark. And I'll share just a few tad bits. But number one was faith in one another. Our strong faith in one another has kept the bondship, because I cheated on my wife in the early years of our marriage with addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction to pornography, and even you know, lusting after the flesh to the point where I left my wife for a short bit, Mark, just to chase after women. An arrogant fool was I. But my wife never left me. I left her. Her love, her desire to be by my side was still there, compassion. So number one is our faith today has built so strong a foundation that it can't be toppled over. Second to that, adjacent to that, is our commitment to love one another, to make a breakfast, to help with the laundry, to help around the house, to help in every absolute avenue that I possibly can in the home as well as outside the home. Number three is being very sacrificial, making discipline and sacrifice more important than anything within our marriage, making sure that God comes first, then second comes my wife, then third comes my kids, and so on and so forth, making sure there's an absolute order in our home, making sure that the foundation of our home doesn't have any cracks in it, doesn't have any flaws in it. It's furnished just right, and it continues every single day. Day by day, a workmanship, it's a hard job. It's more than a 9-to-5 job.
That's right.
To keep your marriage running right. But when you find the tools to make your marriage run right, now you start separating a little bit of time to have a little fun time.
That's right.
You know, I say that those are some of the tools that we have used, we've implemented into our marriage that has consecutively been helping us to win every single day, every single year, win.
And a foundational, huge takeaway with that goes with so many other elements of achieving significant success in life is persist. Because yes, when people get married, they think it's, if there's a problem or something, I must have fallen out of love. The truth is, you don't fall in or out of love. It's like you keep making deposits. And like a piggy bank, by each thing you keep doing, it builds your foundation. Your foundation is built off faith. Sometimes, for my marriage too, Frank, it took the whole thing being shattered to then rebuild our whole foundation off Christ. But then you need to intentionally persist over time. Yes. And you start, like, it takes no time to fall in love, but it takes years to know what love really is.
And
I can tell you now, and actually Jason Mraz said that. I can't take credit for that quote. I would love to, but but it's so true. And I remember I heard that a long time ago in a song, and now I get it. We're going on 11 years, and we don't have to say anything sometimes. And my wife and I know the love that we have, we don't have to show it to him because of what we've been through and built together. We've been through hell and back, and we fought through it together.
Yes.
And that's the persisting and the game changer. And then after that, like, Frank, I can definitely see over time you and your wife even pouring back and teaching others how to have a successful marriage. And I always think there's another level. You learn it, you apply it, and then we're responsible to teach it or write about it. And right, like you said, Frank, you said, like Eric taught you, you got to be willing. It's true. Success, you have to be willing to give more than you get back. But then you'll get it back. Then you'll make the money off of it. But you got to be willing to be a giver more than a taker. And then the abundance and the money and stuff. And I'm not saying to be stupid and think and be like the secret and think if I just visualize a check showing up in my mailbox and sit there and look at a Corvette all day on my wall that it's going to just appear. Because you got to grind and work your butt off. When you keep going after and helping more people, planting those seeds and following people that have been where you want to go and applying those methods, you'll continue, then the money will continue to follow. But when people do it backwards and they're like, I see Eric Thomas gets paid $50,000 to speak, I want to be making that, and they only go after it for that reason, they'll always fail in the long run.
Right. You're right. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
So Frank, my man, I want you, before we end with a quote that you wrote down, one of your favorite quotes, which I love, I want everyone to know where they can find you. We'll put it in the show notes, but what's the best place where everyone can find you and reach you?
The best place to reach me is at coachingbeyond.org. That's all one word, coachingbeyond.org. And you can find me on social media platforms at Coaching Beyond or Frank Sagasta, Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, all the social media platforms, even LiveMe, I'm a part of today.
Nice. Man, this has been an honor. And as we're rolling out, I'm going to go into it. You guys, re-listen to this whole episode because there's so many takeaways that Frank is sharing with all of you. And we're just barely tapping into his story. Like, Frank, as you write more books, is what I want to lead all you to is going to his website, watch his morning talks on Facebook Live, read the content he puts out there, because I'm just peeling like a few layers of the onion away from this, from what Frank's doing and living and what he's been through to get to where he is. You have to follow him and watch him to get more of that, because this isn't a 15-hour show. If it was, we could get deep. And Frank has at least that much and more. Follow him. He's an influential guy. He's a good man with a good heart. He's been through the fire to become fireproof. He still struggles from fear and doubt. He shares it, but he doesn't allow it to stop him. One of Frank's takeaways was, one thing, I was killing myself and my thoughts for many years. That hits me so hard, Frank, and everyone listening. And you said something that you did when you got blindsided again with adversity is this time you were confident enough, you let the fear go. And by doing that, you discover the freedom to continue to become and go and apply that action to where God was wanting you to go. And another huge takeaway is you said you listened and then you read the knowledge, but most importantly, you applied the knowledge. Everyone listening, you can be the smartest person on paper and have 500 degrees, but if you're not applying the knowledge that you're learning, then you're wasting it. Give it to someone else. Don't waste it. Don't tell me about your 500 books that you've read if you're not applying it and living it and going out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
And Frank, I'm going to end it. You sent this to me, this quote. This is one of Frank's favorite quotes. And do you have it memorized? You want me to read it, Frank?
Yeah. I got it. It's the most persistent. This is by Martin Luther King. It says, the most persistent question ever asked should be asked is, what have you done for others? By Martin Luther King. It's one of the favorite quotes that I've memorized because it's one of the impacting results of the motivational, the number one motivational book in the world, which is Love Thy Neighbor as Thyself. And so it comes hand in hand. So that's why I've memorized it so well.
Amen. Amen. Listen, everyone. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing? Not for yourself, but what are you doing for others?
Yes.
Martin Luther King. Thank
yes.
you, Frank. Listen, everyone, never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
At Farmers Insurance, we have concrete evidence that parking under an industrial cement mixer, that's just asking for trouble. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.